Science and Health, Chapter 3, Marriage. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Jesus. When our great teacher came to him for baptism, John was astounded. Reading his thoughts, Jesus added, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus' concessions in certain cases to material methods were for the advancement of spiritual good. Marriage is the legal and moral provision for generation among humankind. Until the spiritual creation is discerned intact, is apprehended and understood, and his kingdom is come as in the vision of the Apocalypse, where the corporeal sense of creation was cast out and its spiritual sense was revealed from heaven, marriage will continue, subject to such moral regulations as will secure increasing virtue. Infidelity to the marriage covenant is the social scourge of all races, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, the destruction that wasteth at noonday. The commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," is no less imperative than the one, "Thou shalt not kill." Chastity is the cement of civilization and progress. Without it, there is no stability in society, and without it, one cannot attain the science of life. Union of the masculine and feminine qualities constitutes completeness. The masculine mind reaches a higher tone through certain elements of the feminine, while the feminine mind gains courage and strength through masculine qualities. These different elements conjoin naturally with each other, and their true harmony is in spiritual oneness. Both sexes should be loving, pure, tender, and strong. The attraction between native qualities will be perpetual only as it is pure and true, bringing sweet seasons of renewal like the returning spring. Beauty, wealth, or fame is incompetent to meet the demands of the affections, and should never weigh against the better claims of intellect, goodness, and virtue. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish. Therefore, it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. Human affection is not poured forth vainly, even though it meet no return. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. The wintry blasts of earth may uproot the flowers of affection and scatter them to the winds, but this severance of fleshly ties serves to unite thought more closely to God. For love supports the struggling heart until it ceases to sigh over the world and begins to unfold its wings for heaven. Marriage is unblessed or blessed according to the disappointments it involves or the hopes it fulfills. To happify existence by constant intercourse with those adapted to elevate it should be the motive of society. Unity of spirit gives new pinions to joy, or else joy's drooping wings trail in dust. Ill-arranged notes produce discord. Tones of the human mind may be different, but they should be concordant in order to blend properly. unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity, these constituents of thought mingling constitute individually and collectively true happiness, strength, and permanence.